Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon began testing a new Prime Lite tier in India, which includes access to free two-day delivery and ad-supported Prime Video content. Prime Lite costs 999 rupees a year, about $12 US, 34% cheaper than a regular Prime subscription in the country. According to a new study from Nikkei and the Dutch scientific publisher Elsevier, academic papers on AI increased from about 25,000 in 2012 to about 135,000 in 2021. Of papers published in 2021, China produced about 31%, 43,000 papers, almost double the papers from the U.S. China also led in the most cited papers, accounting for 7,401 of the top 10% of citations by other papers. Over the past several days, some third-party Twitter clients experienced outages, with users seeing error messages related to Twitter APIs. Twitter's support account and CEO Elon Musk have not issued statements on the issue as of yet, so it's unclear if this was an intentional or accidental outage. However, the information reports that, according to an internal Slack message from a senior Twitter software engineer, third-party app suspensions are intentional. Slack messages also show Twitter started working on comms regarding revoking this access, but had no estimate when it would be ready. Google plans to release an update this week to enable Bluetooth support on the Stadia controller. This will allow the device to be used on any title with gamepad support. This comes as Google will shut down Stadia service on January 18th. YouTube confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that it's in talks to create a hub of free ad-supported TV channels. YouTube told the Journal that it's running a test of such services for a small number of users. Lionsgate, A&E Networks, and FilmRise are apparently among those participating in the test. If they move forward, it could launch later this year. Back in November, YouTube announced it may limit ads or fully demonetize creator videos that feature profanity within the first 15 seconds. This applied not only to new videos, but all previously uploaded and monetized content. In response to criticism of the policy, a YouTube spokesperson told TechCrunch it will make some adjustments to this policy to address community concerns. We will follow up shortly with our creator community as soon as we have more to share. DD Global announced it received regulatory approval to resume new user registrations for its ride-hailing services. The company hasn't been able to register new users since mid-2021 amid China's big tech crackdown. According to data from Taiwan's Ministry of Finance, its exports of integrated circuit chips increased 18.4% on the year in 2022, its seventh consecutive year of growth, and its third straight year of growth of 10% or more. Meanwhile, China's General Administration of Customs reports that its semiconductor imports fell by 97.2 billion units in 2022, down 15% on the year, its first decrease since 2004. Reuters sources say Microsoft will likely receive a statement of objections from the EU in the coming weeks regarding its proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. This document will outline the EU's concerns about the deal. While Microsoft reportedly already offered EU regulators remedies for competition concerns, the EU's competition enforcer is not expected to be open to these proposals until first sending out the statement of objections. A leaker published digital asset repositories from Valve on a Discord server, including assets for the games Portal, Counter-Strike Source, Day of Defeat Source, Half-Life 2 Episodes 1 and 2, Half-Life 2 Multiplayer, and Team Fortress 2. The leaker claims the assets date from 2016. This appears to include unreleased or canceled maps, character models, and unfinished game modes. And finally, Google updated the Android Clock app on Pixel devices to support easily adding your own alarm and timer sounds. The app already supported using a file manager app to add alarm sounds in settings, but now users can add new sounds right from the app using the Pixel's recorder functionality. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.